Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth. Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. Of course, I want to hear from you. Give me a call, 347-826-7435. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And if you're afraid to give me a call, I always take emails. My email address is smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Once again, that email address is smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Our social network. So if you have Facebook, you can social network with me. Smooth Drama Group. Myself or Mr. J will hook you up with a membership. You ask to get in, we put you in. Smooth Drama Group on Facebook. Smooth Drama on Twitter. Just Google Smooth Drama. Wherever you find Smooth Drama, talk to me. I'll talk back to you. And we can have a nice little conversation or 25. I'm nice like that. Oh, man. Whew. Interesting week. I have to give a shout out to my social media manager and world class correspondent, the beautiful one. Shout out to you. Without you, a lot of this stuff I try to do would not go off quite as well. So, special shout out to you. In the meantime, in between time, because you asked for it. And this is the story that I looked it up because I was like, this can't be real. And I was like, that's just got to be like one of them onions of fake news stories. But apparently it's not. Jonathan Brown, who is a father of 23 kids, because according to him, sperm is sleeping at night. He claims that during his sexual life, he only had unprotected intercourse at night because he learned in his sex education class that sperm sleeps at night. He's got 23 kids. He said, I went to public school. Now, we know he is not the sharpest tool in the shed, right? He's kind of like dulled over, right? Like, it's not even like a butter knife. He's way more blunter than butter. I mean, I can't say whatever it is, the dullest utensil that you can find, that would be Jonathan Brown with 23 kids. And his wife, she's kind of blunted too, right? Not smoking the blunt. I know it was just 420, but not smoking the blunt, but kind of blunted too, because, and these are her words, I was never fully convinced that it was true, but I believed in my man. So after they had 10 kids, she started to feel suspicious. So she proposed Brown to have sex a little later, because it appeared that sperm was still awake at the time they had it. So they started having sex at 3 a.m., but the sperm was still awake. And and I swear I'm still quoting them. She said, "I even tried having sex with him while he was sleeping because maybe the sperm sleeps when he sleeps." Now, I'm only talking about this because, you know, this is the nonsense show, and so I'm talking about nonsense. Now that obviously is some supreme nonsense. Sperm sleeping. Yeah. But see how I see it from a holistic sense, right? Some people say, "Wow, they're dumb as a box of rocks." And although I can't say I disagree with that assessment, I will say this. In light of all the nonsense that's going on as far as black folks getting killed left and right, you know, if a black man has 20 some odd kids, that's the universe balancing itself. See, because we're the people who actually don't mind having children with one another. Because we actually like each other. It's not like there are some people, not going to say their name, white people, who they have a deficit when it comes to deaths and births. We do not have that problem. We know I mean, there are black folks who adopt, obviously, but for the most part, If you really want a kid, there, and I'm gonna use that word, is a plethora of brothers who will gladly get you pregnant and leave you hanging. I mean, it's like one of my top five movies, She Hate Me, where they have the lesbian being impregnated by the eligible black man Anthony Mackie. That's not a problem for black folks. If you're trying to get pregnant, if you even mention, you know, "I want to start a family, get pregnant," somebody's going to get you pregnant. If you fool around with a black dude, intentionally or non-intentionally, you ain't even got to work hard at it. It's coming to you. If you speaking into existence, blah, blah. You're gonna have growth. It's that the universe taking care of itself. That is my philosophy. Speaking of philosophy of nonsense though, Uganda's president, Yoweri Museveni, he issued a public warning against oral sex. He believes that it is ungodly and unnatural, the practice of mouth sex. And he said it's been pushed onto innocent Ugandans by outsiders and argues that the mouth is meant solely for eating food. He goes on to say, "Let me take this opportunity to warn our people publicly about the wrong practices indulged in and promoted by some of the outsiders. One of them is what they call oral sex. The mouth is for eating, not for sex. We know the address of sex. We know where sex is." Now, I don't know. You tell me where the address of sex is, and I'm knocking on the door. holler at you for a minute. Hey, sex. I mean, come on. You know where sex is, yeah. I want to know where sex is. I want to know where sex is. I want you to show me. Anyway. Man.
He's outlawing oral sex? Just like, no, don't do it. See, he's been at the wrong address. That's the problem. He has been at the wrong address. Because if he had been at the right address, he would not be saying that. I know. Some folks would. Oral sex. Just saying it, just be still, my beating heart. Be still. Oh, my heart is fluttering. My heart is fluttering, and I'm reliving my Bismarcky from 1989. Oh, I don't know. I'm gonna move on because I'm gonna get tongue tied. That is like a bad pun. Probably. Anyway, I saw where they were talking about cannabis as skincare. There's a supposedly new body product called Cannabidiol. And it supposedly has tetrahydrocannabidiol, THC. And it's becoming popular. You know, I guess people are putting marijuana in skincare ointments, whatnot. Bath oil, chapstick for the chapped lips, CBD lotion, and people using it on their feet for red carpet events. And you know, I guess that's me. I won't argue against it, because you know, I'm not a cannabis indulger, but I mean, if I had been diagnosed with cancer. I wouldn't take those cancer drugs that they try to give out. I would partake in the marijuana. You know, medicinal benefits from natural marijuana grown in the ground, as opposed to some of the synthetic stuff that you can get somewhere else. Ah, no. But the natural stuff, the herb from the ground, we can negotiate that. And I'm guessing that there are a lot of great benefits that come with medicinal marijuana, as far as chapstick, bathing, and lotion. But see, I go back to reverting back to what we was talking about earlier with oral sex and whatnot. And I say, what happened to sperm? Because remember, and see, here's the nonsense moment, the mythology, right? Because remember, it was always said, you know, white women, black men chose white women because they, you know, performed great oral sex, and black women did not. And, I would beg to differ. I would argue the point. And what am I basing my argument on? I would base it on just that very assumption and presumption that white women and best at oral sex, whatnot. See, because I would take a guess and a gander that there are a few black women who may or may not, whether they admit to it or not, may have
swallowed or have had some medicinal sperm sprayed on them in different ways and in different places. And I mean, and we know, we look at the skin, right? So if we say, if we allegedly say that there's a bunch of Caucasian women and they had the oral sex and they got sprayed on the face, whatnot, and we know sperm is good for you, right? Supposedly, as lotion, it's an urban myth, right? Urban myth. We look at the skin. Now, granted, we know the black doesn't crack, and maybe there's a huge difference between white male sperm and black male sperm, being that our DNA is a little bit sequenced differently because we've got the melanin and they do not. But then I would say, then, if the sperm from the black man can, you know, fertilize the black woman and keep the black woman looking beautiful and chocolate as they are, and you have these same white women who are with the black men, and we know how they age and what they look like, and they're getting the same spray. We look at the skin. I mean, skin don't lie. I don't know. Which one is better? Just, I don't know. Maybe I got lost in my trying to justify an interpretation. Or maybe I didn't. I don't know. Maybe I just need a break from talking about it. So, I know I'm talking about skincare, and I'm talking about nonsense, right? So, I would say, and this is me being the hypothetical black nationalist. Is it demeaning when I say black sperm on black women would be better for their skin? Because black women are better at whatever. We just whatever. I just leave it at this. Black women are just better at whatever and getting whatever. On that note, I'm going on break. I just need to go on break. That's what it is. This is Method Man, Red Man. Tear it off. Or Kevin Loud, 1 yard to score, only second down. Yeah.
Together you got smooth drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drummer with your host, Mr. F N Word. That was Method Man and Red Man. Tear the roof off. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. Are we ready to rejoice yet? No? All right. Why am I rejoicing? I don't know. I was going to say, like, Meek Mill is free. Like, We're about to set it off, right? Y'all hear the excitement in my voice. Meek Mill is free. Now we about to go out in the streets. We about to make it happen. He about to put out that Public Enemy Fire album. And we going to unite black folks and come together as one. Because Meek Mill, our leader, is free. No? Nobody? Nobody co-signing on that? Y'all cold. I ain't dissing. I'm just like, I mean, when we're making a big deal off of somebody, we ain't really put out nothing conscious. I mean, I guess he might have said black man in the song once, but he did, in his defense, he did come up and he had this statement to say. He said to the Philly District Attorney's Office, "I'm grateful for your commitment to justice. I understand that many people of color across the country don't have that luxury, and I plan to use my platform to shine a light on these issues, or on those issues," unquote. So Meek Mill about to come out and set it off. Y'all ready? I mean, because rappers going to jail and getting off and then coming out and putting out an album, that's how the greats do it, right? Even though he went to jail for popping Willie because he had a warrant. Like, anyway. This is a nonsense show, right? And I am talking nonsense, right? So, speaking of nonsense, you know, I'm in, if you haven't listened to me before, I'm in Oakland, California. The parents in Orange County, California school district are being told that they have no constitutional right to opt out of the district-wide sex education curriculum that includes graphic instructions for sex acts, tips for pleasurable behavior. I'm like, where was this at when I was growing up? And misinformation about abstinence. And California is about to implement new abortion and homosexuality promoting sex education lessons. One school district told parents that they have no choice but to expose their children to them. Because California enacted the California Healthy Youth Act way back in 2015, the law says it will equip students to develop healthy attitudes on gender and sexual orientation, among other things. It also says it will inform students about the effectiveness and safety of all FDA-approved contraceptive methods and facilitate objective discussion about parenting, adoption, and abortion. And there's a study guide for the transgender children's book, I Am Jazz, as well as a sexual health toolkit. So yeah, and this is a memo that was dated on March 29th to the Orange County Board of Education. It says that the law's opt-out provision does not apply to instruction materials or programming that discusses gender, gender identity, gender expression, sexual orientation, discrimination, harassment, bullying, intimidation, relationships, or family, and does not discuss human reproductive organs. And it says parents who disagree with the state's LGBT positions may not excuse their children from this instruction. Now, you can advise your kids that you disagree with it. And they said those are the lessons that must compensate for the restriction. And so basically, your kids are going to learn pleasurable acts. Pleasurable tips for pleasurable behavior. My fault. And you get to learn about gay sex. And see, here's my point. And the fact that you can't opt out of this is it's not amazing, because you're not shocked by it, because the gay agenda to make everybody gender neutral, gender fluid, whichever one they want to call it. Is you know, interest, because it's like you don't have a choice. And I'm like, you know, if it's something about same sex, I mean, because just like sex ed, it should be opt-outable, because I would rather be the one who speaks to my kid about these measures, because as we know, curriculums are not all created the same. And teachers are not all created the same as far as the people who come up with said curriculum and put it out there in how they convey. Because, you know, people have agendas. And so we talk about pleasurable tips in sex ed. And I remember sex ed when I took it way back in 1948, 49, 1950, one of those. I'm like 83 years old, so y'all bear with me. Way back in those days, when we were still riding horses to school, whatnot. There was, when we saw sex ed, it was a pregnant woman. It was always a pregnant woman, and she had a baby, and the baby had the biggest head on earth. We're like watching it, like, God damn, that baby's got a melon. I mean, it's like babies with that, the alien head or big watermelon head, and it's coming out the vagina. And I'm like, man, that just messed that whole pussy up. Well, no, I mean, but that was sex ed for us. I mean, I didn't get proper, you talking about school, sexual knowledge, aside from the BS that you get from your uncle. And it, uncle's telling me, I mean, you had the awkward conversation with my father. This is what you're supposed to do, da, 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 da. Which was awkward, because, you know, we can talk about it, but you can't get graphic. Which, you know, I couldn't get graphic with my daddy. Like, so what am I supposed to do? And I'm supposed to... That's just, it's not that conversation that you're having. But, you know, my uncle, they talk all kinds. I had a crazy uncle, but he's still crazy, but I still love him. Shout out to my Uncle Larry. you know, you get those details there. they tell you and you kind of you figure it out. And I remember in college, you learning some stuff. I took human sexuality like 4 times in college. Yeah, I'm trying to figure it out. So I ain't ashamed about it. I got some goosebumps by taking it 4 times too. I enjoyed it. Yeah, I'm proud to say I took human sexuality in college, god damn it. And it was good. Anyway, besides the point, the fact that it's you can't opt out, and they're not forthcoming in what they're teaching. I mean, because graphic sexuality, I don't know if I necessarily want my kid to be exposed to that, which is the point, because it is graphic sexuality. Because honestly, I wouldn't want my kid exposed to graphic sexuality in a heterosexual way. Now, obviously, I don't know what it is. And I'm thinking not too many people will know. I mean, you have to actually sit in the classroom with the kids. I mean, because like I said, they're talking about graphic instructions for sex acts and tips for pleasurable behavior. What does that entail? See, if they wanted to be really forthcoming, they would, those parts, they would publish that curriculum in the PDF and put it out for the public to see. That way, hey, you know what? We kind of know what's coming, and then you can say yay or nay as a parent as to, you know, that doesn't seem that bad. But, you know, I don't know if I would want my kids looking at pleasurable tips for anal sex. I don't know. I think that there's room there's a meeting ground as far as sex ed goes, and there are some things that, you know, and how it should be explained. I mean, because we just as adults, I think if we put stuff out there in a common sense way, in the way that's understood, and I ain't talking about bare innocence, because when you're talking sex ed to a bunch of teenagers, you know, it's just gonna be misconstrued a certain way anyway. It's definitely not about love. It's gonna be about everything but love. And the fact that, you know, it's not, you can't opt out when it comes to the gay part. Or just you can't opt out. I think is wrong. But that's just me. You know, but we're talking about nonsense, right? And that is nonsense. Sort of like a balanced view, which is what a charter school in San Antonio, Great Hearts Monta Vista in San Antonio, to be specific, if you're in that area, fuck that school and everything it stands for. This charter school network has apologized for an assignment asking students to list the positive and negative aspects of slavery. They called the worksheet a clear mistake. And the superintendent of Great Hearts, Texas said, to be clear, there is no debate about slavery. And I said that wrong, and I have to go back. Hold on. To be clear, there is no debate about slavery. It is immoral and a crime against humanity. And then, on Wednesday, Roberto Lavar posted a photo of a worksheet. He said his son was asked to complete in his 8th grade American history class. And the worksheet is titled The Life of Slaves, A Balanced View. Because, of course, there's the negative aspects of slavery and the positive aspects of slavery. Now, we know the positive aspects of slavery was like, shit, you're not a slave. That is the positive aspect of slavery. If I'm not a slave, that is the positive aspect. That's kind of the only positive aspect of slavery that there is. I can't think of another, and if anybody else can, you deserve a throat shot. If it has anything to do with the goodness of slavery, you deserve a throat shot, a hard one, from the Incredible Hulk. I'm just saying. Or Wolverine with the claws out. I'm just saying. The positive and negative aspect is like the negative aspect of slavery. That's it. No positive, but once again, we're talking about the good old people down in San Antonio. You know, I don't know if that was cracker enough, because they're only crackers, not graham crackers, not Ritz crackers, but good old fashioned cracker ass crackers, right? Would think of the positive aspects of slavery. You know, there's a good part. You know, there were some things that they benefit. You know the age old arguments about slavery, where they talk about how, you know what, I'm the words are escaping me. You see, I'm trying to manufacture the words that come with positivity and slavery, and I just can't seem to find them for some strange reason. See, because, you know, the good... Wow. I guess this is why this is the nonsense show, right? Come talking about nonsense. Because anybody who would think there's a positivity to slavery is probably somebody who deserves to die from something bad that I'm not going to say, because people were mad at me. Well, I won't say mad, but they were like, you know what? You can't be wishing bad stuff on people. Because I remember I used to wish cancer on evil, racist people. And I was told repeatedly, you know what? That don't do that. So you know what? I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to wish nothing bad on people who think positively about slavery. You know? I just hope that they get the chance to be what they think is positive one day. Is that a pleasurable compromise? Kind of, sort of, maybe. Okay. All right. Well, in the meantime, in between time, I'm gonna big up black people, but I'm gonna big up black women again. You know what? Because people don't big up y'all. I know. Rappers call you bitches and hoes. And that's wrong. That shouldn't happen. And, you know, there's all kinds of negative connotations that come with being a black woman that doesn't come with being any other woman. And that's wrong, too. So you know what we're going to do? We're going to jump back into a brown-skinned woman, KRS-One.
Hey, yo, Chris, yo. I'm fresh with that next.
Rap.
together you got to move, drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Drumming with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was KRS-One, Brown-Skinned Woman. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Whew. Groundhog Day. Y'all know what it is. What it always is. I mean, it's like I'll say every week, we are starting to get to the point where we have racism. Well, I won't say racism fatigue, but we'll say we're so used to it that it's like you're tired talking about it. It just happens. And so it's Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
What is that shit that happened again? Aside from the fact that, shit. Some more black folks got killed. And let's give them names. Tarian Sanderlin, Joe Perez, Akila Da Silva, and D. Ebony Groves. Also injured was Shanita Wagner and Sharita Henderson. What happened? A cracker-ass cracker named Travis Rain King opened fire at 3:30 in the morning with his AR-15 rifle. A brother actually wrestled the weapon away from him, and then the dude fled naked on foot. he was arrested. He was arrested after shooting. He was naked first. He was naked. Did I say he was naked? He was naked. With his AR-15, just walking in the street. I don't know how many brothers can walk in the street naked with a gun and not be noticed. 3-something in the morning. That ain't suspicious. First. Second, he got arrested. Now, we know it's a lot of brothers that we would love to get arrested at this point. It's like, can I get arrested? I mean, because it's like the argument is, can we get arrested? You know, that's the whole, isn't that like the crux of Black Lives Matter? You know, everybody's like, oh, everybody's life matters. We know y'all life matters because Travis got arrested. After shooting people, he's walking around butt naked. And of course, they, you know what? He's mentally ill. Yeah, we know that shit. We know his ass is mentally ill. When you're walking around butt naked shooting people, yeah, you're mentally ill. When you have on clothes and you're walking around, or you walk into a church and you shoot people, you're mentally ill. We got that. That one is obvious. So, he got arrested. I keep saying he got arrested because he got arrested. Brother on his cell phone got shot and killed. He bust out a window. He ain't killed nobody. The one brother was selling bootleg movies. He got killed. He ain't killed nobody. You know, I think this is what we're talking about, right? The fact that the struggle for black men now and black women too, is to be arrested. But black men, they haven't started shooting the sisters in the street in public yet on video, thankfully. Now, of course, as you saw in the Waffle House, they will cuff you and beat you and slam you. They have a little bit of decency. They won't just outright kill you. They'll beat you up, sisters, and embarrass you in public, then arrest you. So I guess, and if they're gonna kill you, they're gonna take you back to the cell, and then you'll mysteriously hang yourself. That's what'll happen. You get killed. With the cameras off, as opposed to with the cameras on. Hopefully, y'all never graduate to that. But that's kind of our situations, right? I mean, it's apples and oranges. At the end of the day, being killed, being harassed by the police is what it is. And that's the Groundhog Day. And then I'm sure y'all saw the crazy cracker in Toronto who just killed 10 people and injured 15 more. Because apparently the sidewalk isn't safe anymore. Which is some scary. I mean, that is really. He was, I don't know if you saw the video of this crazy cracker in Toronto, who was running people over on the sidewalk. Not even in the street. He just on the side. I mean, he's just like veering over, pop. And he's just like rolling back and forth, like, oh, there she go. And then they came out. They said, of course, that they were looking into terrorism, but there's no evidence that the attack was linked to a terrorist group. Then they said he may have had a problem with women. Because he ran over a few women. Oh, Alec Manishian of Richmond Hill, Ontario. Yeah. I don't even know. Now, I did see another story where black women at a golf club at a golf club in York County, Pennsylvania. They were made to feel uncomfortable on the course. Apparently, they were playing over at Grandview Golf Club, and the police were called. Because the club official told them to leave. And the officials called the police during the incident. And they were like, oh, we felt we were discriminated against. It was a horrific experience. And they called themselves the Sisters of the Fairway. And so I guess what happened is the club representative said that they were playing too slowly. I'm like, even if you learn to act just like them, doesn't even matter. And I ain't dissing Sisters on the Fairway if you want to play golf, even though I don't get it. I've never gotten it. I personally can never, and I will say this ad nauseum, can never play a sport where I have to be quiet. If you can't talk trash during the game, why do it? But shh, 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 Like, I'm a grown ass man. Don't tell me to be quiet. I can't talk. I mean, where's the fun in the game where I have to concentrate. I must get my concentration together. And plus, their number one tournament is called the Masters. I just automatically, because it's called the Masters, fuck golf. But I'm digressing. The point is, it doesn't even matter. I've talked about it. It's like, self-esteem. I'm like, we gonna have some self-esteem about ourselves and just, spend money with these fools. I mean, because you're at their golf course. And, if you're going to play some, you got to, make your own. I can't support folks who hate me. I refuse to give money to folks who hate me. When do we get the self-esteem once again and see through the nonsense? It's quite apparent. See, because there are some black folks who have thought, we done graduated. Because that's what happened at the Waffle House, right? Old girl was like, hey, plastic utensils, no, we're going to charge you. No, and she got indignant, and, they were like, all right, cool, call the police on your ass. And it's like, you got treated that way because that's the way they treat you, because they never cared about us. It's just some black folks have forgotten that point and think that, hey, it's 2018, we have a black president, we not going to get treated badly, but guess what, your ass is. You're going to get treated like that. You are being treated like that. You've always been treated like that. You just think that, I got a little bit more money than the average person, so they may think that I'm better, or I am better, but you're not better, because it doesn't matter whether you play golf or you're that senator, that black senator, representative who was by his house and they got the police called on by his neighbor. At the end of the day, you are still nobody to them. It doesn't matter what avenue that you're in, how prominent you think you are. At the end of the day, you are the N-word. They do not care about us. Whether they run you over on the sidewalk, they are shooting you in church, they're shooting you in the Waffle House. Still all the same. And on that note, I am Mr. FN, where this is another Smooth Drum production. And I'm out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you've got smooth drummer, smooth.